It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Quack Buster. That's what segment five is all about. Looking at some of that false stuff out there, or maybe it really is true and it's just too good to believe. And we're going to start with echinacea. Echinacea is a botanical that has come under focus because there are consistent claims about echinacea preventing the common cold. And let me tell you, when you hear the word prevent, it sets off firestorms. Because when you claim prevent, number one, you will probably sell a lot. Because who can afford to be out 3 days with the flu? Who can afford to ever miss work these days? But prevention is also mathematically very difficult to prove. It is hard to prove a negative. When you prove that something didn't happen, it is extensive amount of research and studying. So number one, per research, can echinacea prevent the common cold? The answer is no. Okay. Can a flu shot per research prevent the common cold? The answer is possibly, but I doubt it in reading the research. I think it would depend who you talk to, but in general, it's last year's flus that you're getting shots for, and common colds aren't always with flus. So even the mighty flu shot, it's debatable whether you can claim prevention. Now, do I use echinacea in my practice for colds? Absolutely. But there's a couple things about it that I want you to be aware of. Now, I learned about echinacea from a gentleman who I'm hoping to have on the show named Rick Scalzo. Rick owns a company, started and owns a company called Gaia Herbs, G-A-I-A Herbs. Rick does it right. Simply put, there is not a bunch of cheap powdered herb thrown into a capsule with big claims on it. Rick has special extraction methods, a phytocap encapsulation that is the envy of absolutely everybody in the industry, and is a master herbalist who, it's more than just that he loves the plants. It's almost like Rick is related to them. He understands them. It's herbalism's close to shamanism, it's close to everything. But where Rick is very interesting is he loves science. Rick likes to prove the exact effects of how they work. Through his research, there's been several species of echinacea out there, purpurea, pallidum, there's a bunch of different ones. Rick has decided, you know, how and which species to use, but more importantly, we'll use echinacea as being the expert in the world for as soon as you feel something. Now, that's not a myth. If you take a tincture or you take a phytocap, which is a liquid concentration of the echinacea, as soon as you feel something, I believe you can halt the common cold or even a flu. And that's from experience. In our house, we have products like Quick Defense and like these others that as soon as we feel it, we will start taking two or three times a day of a quality echinacea extract. But and most of the time, I never get sick. But I can't prove that. Proving that is a different thing, and I can't claim that. Rick will be very clear when he talks about echinacea. He'll say, I don't think it prevents the flu. So you don't take echinacea every day to prevent it. And that's one of the reasons why I chose this to quack bust. I've seen echinacea in toothpaste. I've seen echinacea in daily multiples. It doesn't belong there. Echinacea should never be taken on a daily basis unless you feel or have a specific reason for it. You know, there's a bunch of people at work. I'm a little worried. That's okay. Take it for a few days. Take Quick Defense or whatever it is. Take it for 2 or 3 days. Or I feel it. I think it's starting. You'll take it and maybe you weren't going to get it. Or maybe echinacea jumped in, alerted the immune system. And also, by the way, one of the things Rick Scalzo taught me is that echinacea is a very potent anti-inflammatory. Inflammation is one of the mechanisms by which viruses and bacteria will spread, make tissues acidic, and cause problems. So when we're looking to quack bust, you can't claim echinacea prevents the common cold, and it should not be taken every day. Your body's just going to get used to it. It's an immune stimulant, anti-inflammatory, and it's not like curcumin. You take curcumin every day, you can get preventative benefits, possibly for Alzheimer's, help with chronic joint pain. That's an everyday medicine. But when you're looking at echinacea, this is an as needed for prevention. So again, let me give you the two instances that I think are not quacky, that I think are good. One is when all of a sudden everybody around you is sick and you're worried about getting it, you can start taking echinacea, use it for 2 or 3 days, and I think you can prevent it that way. I can't prove it, but I think you can, and I've had experience that way. Boy, working in a doctor's office all these years, when everybody's coming in sick, guess what I'm doing? 2 or 3 days in a row of echinacea to try and keep it off, and I've had great success with that. But the other thing is to keep an echinacea in your house or at work, especially if you have kids, and all of a sudden you're feeling run down. You're like, oh my God, is it happening? The nose starts running, the dry throat, the irritated throat, whatever that symptom is, you can jump on the echinacea. Now, echinacea, I think, is only effective in two forms. One is in the liquid or tincture form, or liquid extract. Some of the companies will call them liquid extract form, or in this PhytoCap technology. Now, Gaia doesn't advertise here, okay? I'm just telling you because my job is for you to buy effective medicines. Echinacea, when it's simply in a powdered herb capsule, I don't think will be potent enough to do anything. I think it's got to be in this gelatinous form or in this liquid form in order to be effective. So, sorry to say, echinacea is not a cure for a common cold. If anybody out there is claiming echinacea, take it every day, it'll prevent a cold, they are, in my opinion, quacks. They are telling you lies. They are not being helpful to you. Yes, I use the words lies because natural medicines are precious to us, but the way they're used and the way they are taught is even more precious. Making up things based on just marketing ideas is just bad for all of us. Same thing with the flu shot industry. When people say flu shot, I get a flu shot, it means I won't get the flu. It's not true. It depends if the flu shot is the correct flu shot for that year because it's last year's flu, or if you got it potentized enough in your system to actually be effective when you were exposed to the bug, or if your immune system even responds properly to the way that that's given. So if anybody says flu shots prevent common cold, they're quacks too, as far as I'm concerned. And echinacea, the same thing. But echinacea is a wonderful early onset, quick defense medicine that I believe if you get it in, you can just get either a real light case of the flu or maybe half as bad as it would have been, or go from that feeling of sick where that virus is really just starting to get a hold of you, and it will back it down, and you might feel sort of odd for a few days, but you're not really whether sure you had the flu or not. Can't prove a negative. How did you actually prove at that time that echinacea might have done that? We don't know, but look, echinacea, from the Native Americans to, you know, Gaia Herbs to all of the herbal companies that have properly used herbs, David Winston out there, wonderful herbalist, Christopher, all of these guys, these folks know how to use echinacea properly, and they will tell you it's no quack that it can stop it dead in its tracks if you get it early enough. It's clinical. Again, we can't prove it, but that's how we use echinacea properly, but we also don't claim it. So echinacea, no, I'm sorry. Like the flu shot, we can't prove it. It stops the common cold, but it's a wonderful thing to get in early. Please have some echinacea, like quick defense, in your medicine cabinet right now because flu season's coming. Start taking it at the soonest sign you feel something, and you'll get feeling better real soon. And that's how we roll at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. We're going to keep you away from the doctor so you can listen more to the show. Have a good day, folks.